Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
I mistimed everything, Alex. I mistimed everything. I started eating. You never do that on the air. It is an absolute rookie mistake. There's one other thing I need to tell you. Alex, before, don't let Dory in. Don't let him in. Okay, Dory's going to join us, but his producer, Nicole, has texted me something really important. She does not want us to ask Dory. Don't bring up the couple hundred million bucks that Jay Inslee has lost of taxpayer money. She sent me a note and she said, please, Dory, you got to let him explode on his own show about this. So, Alex, no matter what we do, we don't bring up the $200 million that Jay Inslee has lost, at least $200 million. The AP's reported. I've reported on this show the fact that I'm getting notes from IT professionals saying this never should have happened. That there are commercially available tools that would kick out these fake email addresses. Let me give you an example of what this means. There are email services like Yop Mail that everybody knows those are used by scammers. There are methodologies to be able to tell if an email address is new or looks new. Because there are databases you can buy that can tell you how long an email address has been around. These aren't secret things. I mean, if you've worked in IT for any time, you understand these databases exist. Okay, there's lots of things you can do to prevent scams, like simple things like a double verification. Hey, we got an email request for, or an email address attached to a request for unemployment. Ping the cell phone. Well, okay, track the ping. All right. Do you have a cell phone available? You could put in automated calls to the employers. Like an automated call, press 1 if this is correct. You could do a number of things. Okay, they didn't do any of these things. The money's gone, and I checked. Jay Inslee hasn't tweeted about this. Sideshow Bob Ferguson has not tweeted about this. They haven't said a damn word about it, and it's still not the biggest story in the media. So Nicole, Dory's producer, said, Todd, please, 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 let Dory hold fire. This, is that him? Okay, all right, that's the deal. Let him in, let him in. Oh, you know, it's normally Seattle spirit, but things change on Friday because we welcome the man of the people, certainly likely to run for governor. Dory Monson joins us from his. Are you in the Carter Subaru studio now, or are you in the Dory Monson studio?
I'm in the remote Carter Subaru studio at the palatial Dory Monson studio complex. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, no, I'm working from home. I think I've told you. This isn't just a coronavirus thing for me. I'm never leaving my house again, Todd. And it has nothing to do with the virus.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a nice lifestyle, you know. The commute, it's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I got other viral problems besides corona, so I'm never leaving my house again. That's my new strategy.
Good, just declare that, and if no masks involve, even the better. You guys have, you have a tweet. I woke up Thursday morning, Dory, and I'll have to go look at what the numbers are today on Friday, but I woke up Thursday morning, and you had a monster tweet going about Washington State COVID deaths, and it says, Washington has 1,000 COVID deaths. State has inflated by 13%, so 870 deaths. About 85% of them are 72 years or plus. That leaves 130 deaths of people under the age 72. Most of them had underlying health conditions. Death toll among young and healthy is far less than the flu. That's why we've destroyed our economy. That is a really well said thing, but it had yesterday, gosh, I think it had nearly 2,000 likes. So was this in response to the Freedom Foundation piece and Inslee's refusal to answer the question about these inflated numbers?
It was in response to a lot of things, and I wrote a My Northwest story that you still can find on the Dory Monson show page. But what it is, Todd, is I am just incredulous. And again, if 130 people under 72 have died, every one of those deaths, every 72-plus death is tragic. I get that. But it is also less than the average flu season. And to suggest that we should do years or maybe generational damage to our economy for a virus that kills fewer than the average flu season, it is increasingly making no sense. And I guess what inspired it more than anything was some of the facts that are coming out of Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis largely opened up the state 2 months ago. Everybody said he's going to have blood on his hands. He's going to have thousands of deaths, and they were the dumping ground for New York State, the number one hot zone in the world. They were flying thousands of people down to Florida, and despite that, Florida's numbers are some of the best in the country, even though he reopened the state 2 months ago. And the media was focusing on the Jacksonville beaches, and look at how horrible this is. They aren't social distancing. Well, those were young, healthy people who aren't uncomfortable getting in a bathing suit in front of strangers. So they go to the beach and they're not at risk. And what the governor of Florida did was he laser focused on the nursing homes, the long-term care centers. He said, let's get them all the PPEs, all of the face masks, all of the rubber gloves, and let's make sure that the most vulnerable are taken care of, and let's stop obsessing about the 30-somethings who are going to the beach. And they have some of the lowest death numbers in the country. And I'm just saying, Jay Inslee, there is a better way.
Yeah, I saw that you said it's okay to admit you're wrong. And it's a fascinating read at MyNorthwest.com because I saw that article from you. Then I saw Dave Ross saying it's okay to be a sheep. So some multiple points there. I guess I hope that Dave is not saying that someone should fleece him because I don't think he has that much hair. And I certainly don't want to see anybody eat Dave Ross or put him in a veal cage, for God's sake. I don't want to see that at all. He's my friend. But then, Dory, I wanted you to hear this because I have been obsessed with the Western Washington media. I think that they have, I think I've finally figured out why I question their motivation, because I think it's the job of those of us in media to question. I heard you had a discussion with our mutual friend, Brandy Cruz. I hope she's still my friend. I know she's still yours. She had said, hey, let's not question Governor Inslee's motivation or his motives. I do question his motives.
Right.
And I think we have to question him. I think that the Western Washington media has fallen into having the panic of the elites. And the panic of the elites sets in. And here's what happened. They say, we can't give people too much information outside of the narrative or they won't do the right thing. We've got to keep them scared. So I put together a piece that you can get. You text Todd to 800-465-8770, packed with data that I've not heard in Western Washington, such as this. I want you to hear this. This is from Dr. Scott. He was the chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University. He's published all over the place. He's very, very widely respected. I asked him about the idea of kids being vulnerable to this. And I asked him just in general how he views this coronavirus and the steps we're taking in Washington State.
If you're under 60, your risk is less than or equal to seasonal flu, period. And if you don't panic and freak out and isolate yourself to your home during flu season, you're making a huge mistake to think that that's necessary during this.
Yeah. And one of the things he added to this story, because I asked him earlier on about contact tracing, and this is nearly a quote, is Dr. Atlas told me, and we played this earlier in the show today. Dr. Atlas told me that contact tracing at this point is a fantasy. That's what he said. It is a fantasy that this is only useful when before a pandemic takes hold, when you're taking a small population. He gave an example of a religious community where there had been an outbreak, containing it there. He says at this point, it makes absolutely no sense unless you're practicing for the next pandemic. And we're talking about 1,500 people to track down Washingtonians. And then I want to talk to you about the software update from Apple. I'm sure you're all over that. So it's a fantasy. Do you think Jay Inslee has enough political currency in this state? Do you think, Dory, that if Jay Inslee said, I was wrong, we're going to stop this now, do you think he'd be forgiven by his base?
Yes. Yeah, I do, because he has a media that is just rubber stamping everything that he says and does. And I find it disgusting. I think the media should be a watchdog of government. But these press conferences in Olympia are a joke. Somebody's allowed to ask one question and then they are muted. So they cannot ask a follow-up if Jay Inslee does not choose to answer their original question. But I think that the media just wants to be the rubber stamp for Inslee, and they will just push out whatever he is telling us, because right now Jay Inslee's wrong on the data. I think in my Northwest piece I point out it is demonstrably true that he is wrong. And the problem is politicians hate admitting they're wrong. The media hates admitting it is wrong about anything. So they would rather just continue being wrong, even if that means destroying our economy, destroying the financial lives of millions of people, destroying the vitality of our state for years to come. I think that they would rather be right than to admit that they are participating in the destruction of the state. But they're not right. And that's what's killing them when it comes to credibility among people who still have thinking capabilities.
And this is where, like, I take Dave's piece, and sometimes I really wonder how much trolling goes on with Dave, because he's going to get a lot of clicks on that, and he's really good at trolling. So I look at his piece. It's okay to be sheep, except when the people who are leading you as a flock are leading you to a cliff, where now we have Apple has released OS 13.5, and in OS 13.5, which will eventually be forced down on your phone. You can say no, but eventually they'll force it down. It has a COVID-19 tracking feature. So one of the things it enables is seeing your face if you're wearing a face mask. So you can use facial recognition to unlock your phone without lowering your face mask, which is another thing Dr. Scott Atlas told us this morning. It's lunacy. He says the masks are lunacy. They're lunacy. And get this, story. It comes with an API so that governments can build apps to tie into your phone to see if who you've been around within 6 feet of for the past 14 days. And then this, a listener sent me this morning from 9 to 5 Mac. Listen to this quote. Apple and Google have said that phase two of the contact tracing software will allow it to work without a third-party health authority app, but that won't happen until later. In other words, right now, the third-party governments are going to have to build their own apps. Yeah. In the next rev, all they'll need to do is tap into your phone and figure out where you've been. Now, why would that make people paranoid? Does that sound like I'm being accused of being a conspiracy theorist when I talk about things like that, but is there reason to be concerned?
Well, it's the proverbial, we're the frog in the slowly heating pot that, it's going to come to a boil one of these days, but we are just being slowly conditioned to give up our rights. When the government says that you can't evict a deadbeat tenant, that is a government taking away private property rights, constitutional rights of people. And we're seeing constitutional erosion happening slowly but surely. I mean, it's like those houses that are on a bluff, and the bluff is eroding, and that house is going to collapse into the sound in the next couple of months. But there's no way to stop it, because the erosion is sure and steady. And that's the way I feel right now about our rights and our freedoms, that they are being so steadily but slowly eroded that most people are saying, I'm going to just see if I can figure out a way to live with this, instead of saying, no, we got to resist. We got to stop this, nip it in the bud, because the more we let them get away with, the more they're going to continue to try to get away with. And frankly, our rights are absolute. fruit. They cannot be taken away by man. That's the great genius of our nation. Our rights were granted to us by dint of our creation. And now we suddenly have a bunch of politicians who are saying, no, we can take them away if it's, you know, for the sake of an emergency. And that's not the way it's listed. Our rights were granted to us by our creators, and it wasn't by our creators unless a bunch of people catch a virus.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know that you were a polytheist, so we'll take that later when we do questions with Dory Monson.
Okay, yeah.
Then in all of this, I see just some bravery. I love what I'm seeing. We talked with a pastor from Southern California. We talked with on Thursday. All he said is, we're going to open our church. That's all he said. And we're going to open our church. And then all of a sudden, there came 3,000 churches coming behind him that are opening, and it's going to be on the 31st. I know you talked to Mike from Power Early Fitness, so did we. We saw him stand up, and now they're going to play whack-a-mole. There's going to be a gym opening up here, and Sideshow Bob has to chase that gym down, and then these other gyms.
Yeah.
There are three restaurants I know of in the Spokane area that are open. I got notes this morning from people at churches who said, hey, Todd, we've been open for 2 weeks. We're going to continue to do this. I know the media likes to tell those stories when the shutdown is coming, right? When the hammer's going to fall. But in this, I am so thrilled to see that we haven't, that there's a part of our society that, in order not to be sheared, put in the veal cage and eaten, I'd prefer to be a born free human being. So I'm inspired by that, Dory. I want to tell those stories. Those are the great American stories that maybe come out of this. The barber in Illinois, where they went and had a haircutting event on the state capitol, right, and he made thousands of dollars. I mean, that makes me feel great that spirit still exists.
Well, I love the fact that Jay Inslee allowed drive-in church services last week. Because, again, our rights are given to us by the great Jay Inslee. So he allowed drive-in church services. But did you read the regulations for them? If the cars, and I saw a picture of a friend of yours and mine, Brock Heward, his family went to a drive-in church service last Sunday, and he sent me a picture, and the cars were just parked in the parking lot. They were within 6 feet of each other. So according to Jay Inslee, and it was a nice, 70-degree sunny Sunday morning, none of the cars were allowed to crack their windows or their sunroof. So they had to, I mean, if we saw a dog in that situation, we'd grab a brick and break the window and get them some air and free them. But Jay Inslee is mandated that we be trapped in our sweltering vehicles if we want to have any communication with our Lord. It was just, it's so ridiculous. But they technically, nobody would have survived if they kept the windows and sunroofs rolled up. But they technically could have come and written $500 tickets to anybody who cracked their sunroof because they were parked in a parking lot with family members in their car. It's so insane. I mean, you can't even make up the insanity right now.
Boy, and to me, this goes back to the media. This goes back to, not just questioning motives, but when you see something like this that is blatantly stupid, that it's okay to say this is blatantly stupid. What is the motivation for that, right? I mean, in that case, maybe it's just bureaucrats just don't care about churchgoers. And then I read this. This goes to Coach Dory. And this comes from, it's the National Association that oversees high school football, NFHS. National Federation for High School Sports, I guess. So they put out some guidelines, Dory. This is what needs to happen to bring football back. So first of all, temperature check, coaches, players, everyone, before they practice. No gatherings of 10 or more people inside or outside. No locker room usage. Well, the workout should consist of the same pod of 5 to 10 students with proper social distancing. No sharing of the balls. Students should go home immediately following practice. You, I'm not certain how you play the game of football without the sharing of a ball. I guess it would be the quarterback drops back to pass. I thought I'd do that really well. Eludes a defensive end, throws 30 yards, and then they break. The ball lands,
right.
The referee will have deemed it to have been catchable, and then a fresh, brand-new, disinfected ball is handed to the receiver, right? I mean, and again, kids aren't at risk for this. This has to be mocked. We need to do a better job of mocking. We need... You know what? I'm calling for a mocking day. We need a mocking day.
I like it. Well, I consider Monday through Friday my mocking days. Did you see the clip from the Dow Constantine of Nassau County? She was giving the new tennis court regulations. Did you hear that one?
I did, and we got in the last, like, we got 3 minutes here. I heard you yesterday, and were you, what was it? No, I think it was Wednesday I heard you. You... were legitimately having problems telling this story. I mean,
well, so she
my audience
said you can't play doubles, you can play only singles. Each player has to have their own set of tennis balls. They want you to write your name on the balls with a Sharpie, and then if one of your opponent's balls is on your side of the court, you can kick it to kick their balls, but you can't touch their balls to throw it back to them. And this was, you know, the county executive explaining the rules of how you could play tennis, and it sounded like a Christopher Guest movie. It sounded like, you know, Waiting for Guffman or Spinal Tap, as they're telling us that you can kick your opponent's tennis balls, but you can't touch their balls. And it's just bizarrity is now our everyday real life, thanks to local governments all across the country.
Well, I hope that this weekend people stand up. There is today is stand-up day. There's a big, big push to get busy, just to open, just to exert the freedoms that we were granted by our creator, because obviously I agree with you on that. And then the 31st is going to be the day where at least 3,000 churches open, and got to be some in Washington State that'll do this. So we'll continue to fight the battle. We'll continue to commit the mutual sin of being skeptical of the rulers and their motivations. Yes. Be skeptical of that. And I know the big show is coming up Friday, today. So noon to three, you set forth. I always try to get you to tease something, but you're always really circumspect. It's like you haven't got it all figured out yet. But I know there's a master plan.
Oh, there is a master plan. And like you just said, we're going to confess all of our sins. And then I'm going to go to Jay Inslee for forgiveness and absolution, because he is our be-all and end-all.
Yes, he is. Dory Monson, noon to 3, Car Radio, 97.3 FM. Thank you for joining us, my friend, and have a great Friday.
Enjoyed it, gents. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Alex. You guys have a great weekend. All you listeners, too. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Todd Herman's show will continue on AM 770 KTTH. Come back and get up into the national scene. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Let me check here. Let me just do a real quick check. I'm doing this for you. Let's see. Oh, Jay Inslee. No, hasn't tweeted about the $200 million that's gone to Nigerian scammers because they didn't have proper IT in place. Let's check Bob Ferguson. No, still tweeting that Jay Inslee has high poll numbers, and then a picture of, he's blaming Trump for some stuff. Oh, Endangered Species Act. That's the big news on the Twitter channels of Sideshow Bob and Sleepy Jay Inslee. Two pieces of Joe Biden stuff fell. That came out wrong. Two pieces of Joe Biden's brain seeped out of his ears and into audio form today. And you know what? The media that continues to tell you that Biden is polling ahead of Trump, A, they're the same ones who said the night before the election that that Hillary was 98% chance to win. B, at some time, Joe Biden's brain is going to have to seep out on stage with Donald Trump. And Trump will put this guy, Biden, on absolute tilt. I mean, just turn to Biden and say, how many sons do you have?
Well, aside from my daughter, you don't have a daughter. Well, Hillary was my... No, she wasn't.
What was the name of the president you served?
It's the clean-looking African-American fellow that doesn't have the African-American accent unless he wants to.
No, that's what Harry Reid said. Same as Barack Obama. On stage, just imagine this. Just imagine when they debate. Joe, what year is it?
I can't believe it. See, this is President Tweety or Googly. What year is it? It doesn't matter. I mean, what difference at this point? Look, I know the answer to this question. I'm not crazy. I was endowed by my, the thing.
So they are pretending that people don't know Biden is demented. Well, they won't show you how demented he is. Conservatives know, but the nation will know. I can't wait to watch people realize, dear God, Joe Biden has no brain left. And that's why they got to give the nomination to someone else. So two pieces of Biden's brain seeped out of his mouth today. This one, Joe Biden announces that he owns black people.
A long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard and also tragic at the very same time. Just saying that he owns black people, owns your mind, your conscience, your vote. Wow. Then Joe Biden with a prediction about the election. Yeah, he's out. He's like Joe Namath making a prediction or a guarantee.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Well, you are going to beat Joe Biden when people see the fact that you have no brain left. That's, come on, we can laugh. I mean, it's okay to laugh. I know times are weird, but we can laugh. Get to the text messages. Here's the rules, guys. It doesn't need to be a book. Doesn't even need to be a paragraph. We appreciate complete sentences. We'd just like to hear from a whole lot of you. Pick a nickname. Saul, our predecessor in this time slot. Saul started that tradition. It's a great one. You can use your real name, too. Just like to know who we're talking to. Here we go. 206. Yes, Todd. More positive stories. I'm getting seriously bummed out with the suspension of the Constitution, as am I. So I hope it's positive that Joe Biden is going to beat Joe Biden. That's some positive news. On the 425, a solution. 425 offers a solution for Jay Inslee's suspension of our First Amendment rights of a freedom of religion. Maybe we should have church on Metro buses. Chicken dinner. Winner, winner, like. Winner, winner, chicken dinner to 425. Absolutely brilliant. All right, some of our regulars here at 800-465-8770. On just a few more things. We wrap up the 7 o'clock hour with a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical, numbered fashion. Todd, how dare you expose Susan Rice, the others in the room, and covering her tracks. Yes, probably the only decent thing she ever did, Darth. Well, decent. I mean, she's really trying to say, I'm not the one who said to lie to the president. I'm not the one who said, she did all the, not all the unmasking. Everyone did it. Joe Biden did it. But he was doing that to defeat Joe Biden. Darth, Todd, you said that. I said it already. Lake Stevens, lunatic here. No, wait. Wait! Alex.
What's going on?
Darth's not the same person as the Lake Stevens lunatic?
No.
Well, you got him saying the exact same thing.
Whoa. My bad.
Whoa.
My bad,
okay.
Lake Stevens lunatic.
Lake Stevens lunatic, we'll get your comment in here in a bit. Alex will be punished. Inslee losing $200 million in Sideshow Bob. From Turbo, got a letter this week from Employment Security Department to re my unemployment claim. I'm still working remotely and have not filed the claim, so my Social Security number was compromised. I filed a fraud claim at Employment Security Division. I won't receive any further information until they have completed the investigation. How long will that take? Well, here's the great news, man. You get to prove you didn't file. It's my understanding. You, Turbo, get to prove a negative. Just the thing, you can't prove negatives. You can't prove you didn't do something. Richard from Everett, Sideshow Bob is feverishly working on a scheme to blame and sue President Trump for the stealing of the $200 million unemployment funds. Richard from Everett, you're right. No, I guarantee, here's the way the blame is going to go. If the president had warned the country, if he'd done the testing, if et cetera ad nauseum, it'll be all about Trump. Sideshow Bob, you have a choice. Sideshow. Put all your lawyers and all your investigators on this, or keep hassling barbers and churches. You have a choice. All good fun on the text line. Bob Ferguson was a criminal in California. Now he's a criminal in Washington. Well, I'd say that he acts in lawless and thuggish ways, but I don't want to call names. Coronavirus death count, 217. Todd, Linwood Times has actually been reporting on the protests and numbers. Yeah, this is right. The Linwood Times, as a matter of fact, reported some truths about the COVID-19, and they got tagged, as I understand it, as fake news from Facebook. Linwood Times, they don't do any fake news. Pretty phenomenal what's going on. The Crab Walker. Trump needs to immediately form a panel of doctors, including Scott Atlas, Michael Levitt, and Dan Erickson. Let them duel with the press, and it would be awesome to have that light shine in this process. Love that idea. Love it. This is what Trump needs to do, because he needs to get away from, let's not be hasty about opening the schools, and look, let's just sit around and wait for a vaccine. Let's keep the country shut down. I'm getting paid. I'm rolling in it. I'm fine. I got a big pension. Everyone else who matters is fine. Tony Fauci, the lockdown artist. On Dr. Scott Atlas. Scott Atlas joined us. He was a former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University for 14 years. Some kind of clown, anti-science, science denier. Todd, I want to share that last segment with people. Can I please do that? Yes. Okay, so Dr. Scott Atlas joined us, and he completely destroyed, using science and data, everything Jay Inslee is doing, including the contact tracing. Including keeping the school shut. Here's what you do. Text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770. You will get that interview. You can share it with your friends and have them understand what a scam Inslee's shutdown swindle is. 253. I listened to you on the way to work, but I can't know that I'm here. I'd like very much to hear that Stanford doctor has to say. We'll be archived. Yep, text it. Just text Todd. TOD to 800-465-8770. On the media and the iOS update, it's not just iOS. Google and Apple have announced that they're going to let the government build apps into their phone to track you. So that it's, you know, so this is supposedly about contact tracing. This is not about contact tracing. That's useless right now, as Scott Atlas shared with us, the doctor. This is about normalizing you knowing the government is keeping track of who you hang out with. That's all this is about, normalizing it. So they're going to allow this. In the next rev of their iOS, there's not going to have to be an app. Because right now, the state of Washington has to build an app to do this. Nope, not the future. Both Apple and Google have told the tech press we're just going to let them pipe in. The 253. How is the media everywhere so aligned as to rubber stamp, regardless of political persuasion? Sounds like collusion. I contend they're all on the same page of calling the shots. All rights and freedoms. I will burn at the stake like Giordano Bruno before I surrender. You're right. Look, we know they collude on stories. Journalist. Google that, journalist. So J-O-U-R-N-O list. They colluded in writing to try to sink Sarah Palin. That's a fact. 206. I went old school and stopped carrying my phone. I've also heard four layers of foil make an effective Faraday cage. I bought some Faraday cages so that when we leave our house, our phones go in the Faraday cage. If we need a map, right, pull it out where we're at. Put in the location, get where we're going, put it away. And I think I'm going to get a separate GPS unit, and I'm definitely going to get a burner phone. Look, I'm not going to make it easy for him. I'm just not. Oh, okay, one more thing here. Lake Stevens, lunatic. Abrams is a complete moron. There's no way a sane person would ever make her VP, regardless of party. But then again, Joe Biden's not saying. Yeah, Joe Biden. He's going to defeat Joe Biden, Lake Stevens, lunatic. We'll come back and wrap up the day with a personal note next on the Todd Herman Show.
Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, it is natural as we prepare for Memorial Day to think about those who have passed on. Lots of people, of course, associate this with our servicemen. I will be out at a cemetery distributing American flags. And this is something we do. I know we're not supposed to do that. I don't care. It's a silly thing. No one's going to catch COVID-19 distributing flags. It's also a time just to reflect on the people who've passed on. Told you a lot about my dad. My mom's still with me. So I blissfully don't get to talk about her passing on. Talk about my my grandpa. I've talked about my great-grandpa, but not my grandpa very much. There's a lot to remember. Wow. A lot to remember from my grandpa. There are the ties that lit up during Christmas time. They had goofy lights on them. There was the bar down the stairs in his room where he loved to serve his guests. And it said, happy hour starts at 5. Every single number on the clock was 5. And that was grandpa, right? He was a guy who didn't graduate, he didn't graduate junior high. He ended up being in the board of a bank and helping to found a utility company that still is in business over in Spokane. Just an incredible man. It was also just great humor. Just a wonderfully kind and always happy human. And I guess he learned to be that through the Depression. We're going to go through Depression. It is almost unavoidable. And the longer this lockdown lasts, the longer the depression will be, the more pronounced. My grandpa made it through that with good humor. And he came out of it on the other side with good humor. And even as a man who was forever preparing for the worst, always expected the best, but prepared for the worst. But this good humor. I remember at a time at Twin Lakes Cabin, we had some people next door who they were friends of the family, still are. And they had kids who loved to ski. So they bought the fanciest ski boats that you could ever find. And the kind now that are very common back then, but this is like you see them now, but they were like millionaire boats. They had the big stand in the middle so you could stop the boat in the middle of the lake and the person could ski with the centrifugal force and circle the boat. Then they'd start the boat back up and it would go. It was this incredible thing to watch. Man, they used to make fun of my grandpa. His grandpa had his old, trusty ski boat. Been there for 20 years. Great big engine that really wasn't supposed to go on there, but my uncles and my dad figured out a way to get it on there and I guess put more flotation into the boat. Otherwise, the engine might have sunk the boat. But grandpa's always prepared, the Depression. So you don't go spend money you don't need to spend. So the guys next door, they would make fun of grandpa endlessly. So we were out in the lake one day, and they were skiing, and we were skiing. And they were setting up, and we were setting up. And they'd been doing some drinking, and Grandpa didn't allow drinking in the boat. No drinking before water skiing time was over. That was a rule at the cabin. No beers, no whiskey, no wine until the water skiing time was done. And then it was time. So as we were setting up, we heard from this boat. We heard absolute. We thought, oh my gosh, someone's been cut by the rotor on the boat or something. And we motored over there. Their outboard motor on the brand new ski boat that they'd been bragging about was at the bottom of the lake. They had not secured it. In their like drunken party stupor, had not secured it. And so where we are in the middle of the lake, and Grandpa brings the boat up next to him, and they knew. I mean, these really young, really buff guys, tan, spent all their time at the lake. They knew. And Grandpa came up next to him and said, "You guys going to need a tow in?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, I'll tell you what. I don't know if this boat can make it, this old boat mine. So I'll go, I'll head in, and we'll see if we can't get someone out here in just a little bit." So we go boating in, and we go to the, you know, to go to the dock. I say, "You want me to go next door?" He goes, "No, it's okay." What? He goes, "Oh, we'll wait a little bit. Then we'll go out." So finally went out to go get the guys. And, this is a brand new engine at the bottom of the water. And Grandpa comes and he gets the guys and we get him in the boat. We tow the boat back in. And he was in such good humor as this that they were despondent. Grandpa went to his tool trailer, got out this massive chain, got out this massive magnet that I didn't know we had, and said to the boys, "Let's go fish for your motor." He'd lost his motors before. He was always planning. This was the Depression era, grandpa of mine, who was always planning, even for something like that. And it took all day, but they finally did get that motor back because this was a man who planned for the worst and had that available, but lived in good humor. And that humor is something we're going to need, folks, because there's some bad economic times coming, but you're smart enough. We'll get this worked out. But it's going to be us. It's not going to be government. We'll do it together. The Great Rush Limbaugh program is next. We do this every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's the Todd Herman Show. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.